Leftist Egyptologist details information for toppling racist obelisks during protests. By Charlie Spiring on June 1, 2020. A left-wing Egyptologist on Sunday shared detailed information about tearing down obelisks as protests, looting, and rioting raged in Washington, D.C. PSA for anyone who might be interested in how to pull down an obelisk safely from an Egyptologist who never ever in a million years thought this advice might come in handy. The professor, Sarah Parkak, wrote on Twitter, noting the monument might be masquerading as a racist monument. In a series of tweets, she shared detailed information about how 60 people could successfully topple a structure like the Washington Monument. I recommend a rhythmic song. You will need someone with a loudspeaker directing, she wrote. There can be only one person yelling. Everyone will be alternating on rope left, right, not everyone on the same side. No one else near the obelisk. Safety first. Parkak teaches archaeology at the University of Alabama at Birmingham. Although she never specifically mentioned the Washington Monument, she did mention there was an obelisk monument in Birmingham, suggesting she had fantasized about it being torn down. Birmingham has a 52-foot sandstone obelisk with relief sculptures and an inscription honoring Confederate soldiers who fought in the Civil War. Although Alabama has a state law prohibiting cities from taking down monuments, the city of Birmingham put a box of plywood around the monument to shield it from being seen. The obelisk has been the subject of a series of lawsuits. Protesters in Birmingham on Sunday night defaced a Confederate monument in one of the city parks and even tried to pull it down before they were stopped by police. After her tweets went viral, Parkak clarified the following morning she did not want anyone to pull down the Washington Monument.